You're listening to SBS News.
We lift our hands. We raise our hands. We raise our hands and we say, we will be free. All of us. Black and white together. For we are marching to freedom.
That was Archbishop Desmond Tutu in Soweto in 1983. The Nobel Peace Prize laureate and veteran of South Africa's struggle against white minority rule died on Sunday at the age of 90. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa announced Archbishop Tutu's passing.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu was one of our nation's finest patriots. He was a man of unwavering courage, of principled conviction, and whose life was spent in the service of others. He in many ways embodied the essence of our humanity. Knowing he had been ill for some time now does very little to lessen the blow that has been dealt to South Africa this very sad day.
He described Archbishop Tutu as a man of faith who throughout his life gave expression to the biblical teaching that without actions, faith is dead.
He was a man of faith who throughout his life gave expression to the biblical teaching that without actions, faith is dead. For Desmond Mpilo Tutu, it was not enough that he should preach peace. He had to join with the people of this country, and indeed the people of all countries, in working tirelessly and diligently for the attainment of peace.
President Ramaphosa said that South Africa will observe a period of mourning with flags flying at half-mast in the Archbishop's honor, with a state funeral planned. His friends and relatives gathered in his Cape Town home on Sunday. Mampela Rampele, acting chairperson of the Archbishop Desmond Tutu Trust and coordinator of the Office of the Archbishop, said the Tutu family was resting and had made peace with his passing.
Family is doing well because this has been a long journey and we have all been praying that his maker takes him because he's given us 90 years of his life and he was very frail in the end. And so we as the family really make peace with the fact that we should let him go. We cannot expect a man who's given so much of his life to be there forever.
Desmond Tutu was diagnosed with prostate cancer in the late 1990s and in recent years was hospitalized on several occasions to treat infections associated with his cancer treatment. In 1984, the South African cleric and activist won the Nobel Peace Prize for his nonviolent opposition to apartheid. A decade later, he witnessed the end of that regime and chaired a Truth and Reconciliation Commission set up to unearth atrocities committed during those dark days. The outspoken church leader was considered the nation's conscience by both black and white, an enduring testament to his faith and spirit of reconciliation in a divided nation. Britain's Queen Elizabeth on Sunday paid tribute. In a statement, she said the royal family were deeply saddened by the death of the Nobel Peace Prize laureate. The Queen described him as a man who tirelessly championed human rights in South Africa and across the world. She went on to state she would remember with fondness their meetings and the Archbishop's great warmth and humor. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and former US President Barack Obama paid their tributes to Mr. Tutu on Twitter, as did the Dalai Lama. Here in Australia, the Primate of the Anglican Church of Australia, the Archbishop of Adelaide, Geoffrey Smith, tells SBS News Archbishop Tutu was a man who was convinced about the equality of all people.
Desmond Tutu was first and foremost a disciple of Jesus Christ, absolutely a passionate disciple of Jesus, who was incredibly committed to prayer and reflection on the scriptures. And those things really, really shaped his life. That they were the foundation, if you like, for all that he did. So he was a passionate man, a passionate Christian man, who was completely convinced about the equality of all people.
Archbishop Smith says Mr. Tutu is both an example and a challenge.
I think he will be long remembered, and his influence hopefully will continue. And certainly for leaders, he's both an example and a challenge. He's an example of a wonderfully courageous, morally strong person. So he's a great encouragement to those of us in leadership roles, but he's also a challenge to those of us in leadership roles, because he provides a pretty high bar, if you like. The world will miss him.
Mary Robinson, former UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, former President of Ireland and Chair of the Elders, an independent group of world leaders and human rights activists, said Archbishop Desmond Tutu would be remembered as someone who fought for the lost causes around the world. She says he worked tirelessly for human rights issues such as apartheid, but also was on issues such as child marriage, which he felt was just as important.
He related so much to issues of human rights. He related to spirituality. He related to people. He was such a wonderful man, loved by the Dalai Lama, loved by so many people around the world. And he was very angry sometimes at injustice. I remember quite a lot of anger. And I remember how much he felt linked to the work we were doing as elders to end child marriage.
She spoke of Mr. Tutu's courage and his support for lost causes around the world and for his ability to touch people.
I believe he will be remembered as a very spiritual man who had a huge sense of working for peace and justice and human rights, starting with his fight against apartheid. And he was very courageous in that, going on then to supporting all the kind of lost causes around the world, people who felt forgotten, like the Palestinians. Over and over again, he would argue their need for a separate state. So he had a capacity to touch people, and we will remember him because of that generosity, that empathy, that love. He spoke about love all the time.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.